Welcome back to the Black Girl Experience. I'm your host, the High Priestess Queen. Today is Wednesday. It's Mercury Day. We know that Mercury is the planet of communication and information. Mercury rules the mind and the motherfucking mouth. This is very critical energy. This is very analytical energy. We know that Mercury is ruled by both Gemini and Virgo. So shout out to the Gems and the Virgos. Today is the day to really connect and communicate. Wednesdays are the best meeting day. So handle all of your business and your emails, do your to-do list, all of that good stuff. Today is the day to tap into love, forgiveness, and compassion. It's the day to bring awareness to your heart chakra. The color is green. You want to tap into gratitude, divination, wisdom, love, compassion, communication, forgiveness, all of that good stuff. We want to make sure that we are open to receiving love and we are also giving love. You want to make sure that you're giving unconditional love without expectations in return. Stop being a nigga that's trying to give shit but want some shit in return. That's not genuine. Today is also a full moon. So you can catch me on Instagram live later today. And I just want to say shout out to everybody that tuned in yesterday. I got on IG live last night just to test it out. With my new backdrop and everything, and I was pulling cards for people. I pulled some oracle cards for people. People was supporting. People was sending love donations. I really love the engagement. We talked about journaling. We talked about a bunch of shit on there. So today I'm gonna hop on live and I'm gonna pull some cards for the full moon. We could do some journaling prompts. We could talk about what we want to journal about and what we want to release this full moon. And that's more of what I want to talk about today. And I'm actually going to pull some cards on here for y'all. And we might do a shadow work question or two. So today is the full moon. I'm not an astrologist. So it's on you whether you go by tropical astrology or sidereal astrology. Google it. Look into it. Go by whatever you want. But today I'm going to say that the full moon is in the sign of Aries. We know that Aries is actually the first sign of the zodiac. It's a fire sign. Aries are all about the greater sense of self and direction. It's really about self-awareness. So with the moon being in Aries, you might be experiencing feelings of courageousness. You might be feeling feelings of confidence. You might be feeling enthusiastic, independent, competitive, fearless, passionate. You also could be feeling short-tempered, impatient, combative, rude, selfish, inconsiderate, argumentative, insensitive. What was I about to say? You might be wanting to choose violence today because the moon is in Aries. However, Aries is a very self-aware sign. Aries is the first house in the houses of the zodiac. And like I said, it's about self-awareness. So it's all about how a person sees themselves. It's about how they value themselves and how you get to a place where you develop self-awareness. What are your personal values? How does that influence your mental, emotional, and physical growth or your state? Those are the things that you should focus on. And do you have a strong sense of self? So with that being said, with this full moon being in Aries, we're talking about the things that we want to release. So with the sign of Aries being like very self-aware and on some I am self type shit, what do you need to release in your life in order to further yourself on this path of self-awareness? You know what I'm saying? Because once you become self-aware, you're aware of the fuck shit. It's 111. You're aware of the fuck shit with others, but you're also aware of the fuck shit within yourself. You see what type of person you are. You see the path that you're trying to take in life. You see where you want to go. You understand and acknowledge your toxic habits and traits. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing of becoming self-aware. So once you become self-aware, it's really like an outer body experience. You know what I'm saying? You see yourself. You see the world for what it is. So with this full moon tonight, I'm asking, what do you want to release in your life that is going to hinder you from being on this path to self-awareness? Or you know what I'm saying? What is going to continue to hold you back from being your greatest self. When you become self-aware, it's just certain things that you cannot fuck with no more, certain shit that you can't do. You're self-aware. You want to be better. You're aware of the bullshit. You're aware of the fuck shit. You're a very conscious person. So you move differently. You act differently. You engage differently. So what in your life needs to be released that's going to hinder you from your path of self-awareness? Because you're not trying to go back. You're self-aware now. You're conscious of that. Today's card pool was the Seven of Pentacles and the Eight of Wands. And today's message was, the things that you have manifested are on their way to you. Get ready for the momentum to pick up. You will be receiving good news very soon. They say if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Have a backpack too, because you're going places. Very beautiful message. I received this. I claim this for myself. I'm going to pack me a bag tonight. I don't know what clothes I'm putting in it. I don't know what shoes I'm putting in it. I don't know what season to dress for, but I'm packing a bag tonight because I know that I'm going places. I know that it's up from here. Bigger and better. I'm on my motherfucking way. So with the Seven of Pentacles and the Eight of Wands, you have to think, the number seven is symbolic of like inner wisdom, spirituality, rest, reflection. The number eight is symbolic of transformation, karma, and abundance. So you're going to get some transformative messages coming your way, some transformative news coming your way that's going to transform your life, that's going to change your life. It's coming in very fast. The wands is a very fast element. These are messages and good news about abundance. Good karma coming your way. The Seven of Pentacles is about manifestation. It's about stability and security. So you working on yourself, working on the goals, working on that foundation for your life, all of those things are going to come together. So like I said, pack your motherfucking bag and get ready to be on your way. Good things are coming. What else? Let's see. Let's pull the full moon card for today. I'm going to pull three. What do we need to release during this time? What do we need to focus on for the full moon tonight? Spirit, please provide me with a clear and concise message for the collective. Okay, let's see. What do y'all want to release? I'm trying to think. What do I want to... I feel like... I prefer new moons over full moons. I ain't gonna lie. I'm really about setting intentions and all of that. Releasing is hard. You don't want to release. A lot of times you don't want to release. You don't want to release the people that you know you need to release. You don't want to release those bad habits because you're comfortable. You don't want to step outside your comfort zone. You don't want to move forward. You're afraid. You got to release in order to receive, though. You got to release in order to receive. Okay, we got two cards. Let me get one more. You got to release in order to receive. You got to make space for the new. If you get new furniture for your crib, you got to take the old couch out, right? You got to take the old living room furniture out. You got to go put that shit on the curb. If the new shit coming in, you can't have it all in there together, nigga. We starting over. We new. So what do you need to release in your life? What people? What habits? What negative or toxic thought patterns? You know what I'm saying? That's something that I really need to focus on. Like, it'd be the negativity for me. It'd be the self-doubt for me. It'd be the down-talking myself for me. Okay, let's see what we pulled out. Okay, the first card that came out is A New Start is Coming, followed by Surrender to the Divine, followed by It's Time to Take Action. Okay. A new start is coming. Just like I said with this Seven of Pentacles and this Eight of Wands, good news is on the way. You know what I'm saying? Something is coming. A change is on the horizon. Get ready to move forward into new territory. A new start is coming. During the full moon, the objective is to release the things that are no longer serving you. The point is to release the things in your life that are hindering you, to release the things that you no longer need. In order to get more, in order to get new, you have to release. You got to make room for the new. So in order for a new start to come, you got to get rid of that old shit. We got to clean house. So a new start is coming, but you got to surrender to the divine. A part of surrendering to the divine is accepting shit for what it is. You're trying to hold on to things that don't belong in your space anymore. You're trying to hold on to things that don't need or deserve to be in your energetic field anymore. Why are you holding on to people and relationships and things and bad habits that are not serving you? Why are you holding on to things that are not going to further you in your spiritual development or your growth or whatever? You know what I'm saying? On this path to becoming the best version of you. Why are you holding on to things that can't go with you? So a part of surrendering to the divine is accepting stuff for what it is. Like, I've outgrown this. I've outgrown this relationship. I've outgrown this person. I've outgrown this mindset. You know what I'm saying? When you outgrow your clothes, you're not still trying to wear them bitches, are you? When that shirt is too small, you're not trying to wear it out. If them shoes are too small, you're not trying to fuck up your toes and have them rubbing up and being uncomfortable. So it is. It's uncomfortable. Growth is an uncomfortable process. Letting go of the things that you once loved is uncomfortable. Letting go of the things that you are comfortable with is going to be uncomfortable. But you have to surrender to the divine. You have to surrender to the plan. The universe is not going to be able to give you the things that you want, the things that you're trying to manifest, the things that you intend to have, the things that you're journaling about. Just like I said, I think I said this on live yesterday, or I might have said it on here. You can't be writing in a journal every night like, I want to find my king. I want to find my divine partner. I want to be married. I want to be a wife. I want to have a husband. But you still fucking with toxic niggas. You still fucking with niggas that's not on the same wavelength as you. You fucking with people that's not on the same page as you mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. What do you need to release? What do you need to surrender to? You need to surrender and let it happen. Stop fighting to hold on to things that don't want you. Stop fighting to hold on to things that you need to let go of. So surrender to the divine. It's time to take action. We talking about full moon rituals. We talking about journaling about the stuff we want to release. That takes action. So to release, it's not, yeah, we letting it go, but that's the action. And that's the hard part. That's the uncomfortable part. It's like, dang, you really got to let it go. You really got to release it. I talk about release to receive. You have to walk through life with an open fucking hand. Why? So that when it's time for things to enter your life, when it's time for things to come, your hands are open and you're able to receive those things. But you don't close your hand, you don't close your fist, you don't hold on tight. You keep your hands open at all times so that when that season has passed, when that person has played their role in your life, when you've learned a lesson, it can leave from your life. You can release it easily because your hand never closed. Your hands are always open. You have to release to receive. We're not holding on to things. And another thing is, what happens when you hold on to things? You build up resentment. You build up anger. You know what I'm saying? Like I said on another carpool maybe like last week, like you can't hold on to a situation that's hurting you and then wonder why you still hurt. Stop holding on to things. Walk through life with an open hand. So a new start is coming. You have to surrender to the divine, but you also have to take action on actually releasing the things out of your life in order to get those new things. So that's the message for today with the new moon cards. If you would like some more, if you want me to pull a card for you, you could come on the live later today. Have your Cash App ready. Okay, let's talk about some shadow work questions. So, since we're talking new moon rituals and we're talking about things that we want to release, the things that you should be journaling about today, what would you consider to be some of your self-sabotaging habits? Where do you think these habits stem from? What would you consider to be some of your self-sabotaging habits? Where do you think these habits stem from? So for me, some of my self-sabotaging, I'm the queen of self-sabotage, but let's release that. Let's release that. That don't even sound good. I don't even want to say that. So, former queen of self-sabotage. My self-sabotaging habits, so for example, anytime the new year will roll around, I will always be like, okay, I'm going to get on my workout shit this year. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to get in shape. I will always say that every time the new year will roll around. Before January 1st would even hit, I promise y'all, I would be then thought up 150 fucking reasons why I can't work out. I can't do this. I ain't going to have time. You know, I'm just, you know, just killing the confidence, just whatever. That's the thing. That's self-sabotage. How you gonna talk yourself out of some shit before you even fucking do it? You're not even giving yourself the chance to fail. You failing before you even put in the work. Where do you think these habits stem from? I think the fear of failing. But the thing is, that's the thing. You have to take a risk. You have to try. You have to put forth the effort. You can't just be like, oh, I already know I'm going to fail. Then, yeah, you're right, you are. But you're failing by not even trying to do something. So I've had to learn how to really build my inner confidence up and just the courage to go out and chase my dreams or do whatever it is. Working out is something that's like, the fact that I would even talk myself out of doing that is crazy to me. Because that ain't something scary. That ain't something that's hard to do, nigga. All you have to do is just get up and fucking do it. But that little devil on your shoulder, that negative self-talk will kill you. It will beat you down before you even make the move to do it. Self-sabotage. I'm trying to think, what else do I self-sabotage? It could be anything. You know, you could be going out with a new person on a date or something and be like, this nigga probably ain't even gonna be shit. The date ain't even gonna be good. You know what I'm saying? It could be with anything. You could wake up and be like, oh, today ain't gonna be a good day. This interview ain't gonna go well. I'm not gonna get the check. I'm not gonna get the money. That's self-sabotage. Why do you do that? Because the energy that you conjure up, that negative energy that you conjure up by being negative and speaking that shit into existence, you right. You didn't get the job. You didn't get the money. The nigga wasn't shit. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You didn't work out because you said that you wasn't going to do it. You put that energy out. So imagine if you do a mindset shift, if you change your perspective and you start to speak positive things. You speak positive affirmations. You hype yourself up. You encourage yourself. The energy is different. But that same energy that you're conjuring up and what you're putting out makes all the difference. So stop self-sabotaging. Like I said, where do you think these habits stem from? I don't know. It stems from the fear of failure. It comes from, you know, the negative people in your circle or whatever. I just brought this up yesterday or today. My dad was on the phone with my brother, and my brother, you know, my brother in the Marines and shit, but he's not like actively in the Marines right now. He doing something. I don't know what exactly he doing right now, but whatever. He go to work every day, and he was telling my dad, like, yeah, but you know, when I get off work, I still got to go to the gym. I got to do this. He like, I do that 5 days a week. My dad like, you work out 5 days a week? I'm like, nigga, I work out 5 days a week. He like, oh no, I couldn't do that. I'm like, why you couldn't do that? So that's the thing. When people feel like they can't do something, they project that out onto other people. Just because you can't work out 5 days a week don't mean I can't. I really do 7 days a week, and somebody just got on my head for that. But what I do is I do my big at-home workouts, okay? I do my big at-home workouts, and then on Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I do my hood walks. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be as hard as on myself on the weekends, but I still got to be active every day. My thing is I got to close my rings every day. I'm not about to take a rest and just not do nothing and not have my rings closed. Like, my Apple Watch, like, me and that thing be going at it head to head. Like, nah, nigga, you ain't gonna catch me slipping. So, but that's the thing. People will project their insecurities, their shortcomings onto you. Why the fuck you can't work out 5 days a week? Why you can't, you know what I'm saying? People, even people in my family, oh, you doing a podcast? You think you gonna make money? Nigga, I literally was just on Wallow's page yesterday, and he made a post, and he was like, yo, if you have a phone, start creating content today. He like, whatever you do, whatever you got going on in your life, you know, if you cooking, if you working out, whatever you do, start documenting that, start recording that. He was like, I be in these meetings and they are giving away billions of dollars for content creation. So, baby girl, I've been doing this for almost 4 years now and I'm getting a bag off of this from Anchor. But guess what? I done built up my platform. I done built up my audience. I have a following now. I done shown my consistency with my episodes. I done showed my work ethic. So you think niggas gonna go fuck with a nigga that just started they shit today and they gotta build it? No, because I'm already coming with it. I'm already showing my value. I'm already showing you that I've been doing this. So yeah, a nigga gonna have to come to me with the motherfucking bag. But, you know, if I didn't have this confidence, if I didn't have the courage to be myself, if I didn't have the courage to be a content creator, I would be self-sabotaging myself. Like, I can't do it. I'm not going to be no big. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. No. Big, 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 nigga. Big, big, big. So, yeah. That's the first question. The second question that I have for y'all is, what unhealthy attachments, things, people, places, habits do you hold on to? What fears do you have about ending these connections? What would be some of the benefits of ending these connections? So, what unhealthy attachments do I have? Things, people, places, habits. I talked about how I backslid with my eating. First of all, my eating habits have always been fucking terrible. And I think that's the real reason why I can't truly lose weight how I want to. Because, you know, working out is only 20% of it. They say like 80% of it is healthy eating. So my goal in life is to really start a plant-based lifestyle. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a person that could really just go just super cold turkey on shit. I told y'all I went vegetarian before. But I really think it's just a mind thing. It's really just a mind thing. But I'm also a person that's not really a cooking shit. So that's another thing. Like, it's kind of hard to be trying to live a certain type of lifestyle and you don't even really fucking cook for real. So that's the thing. But once again, that's self-sabotage. Like, well, I don't really cook. Well, bitch, you can learn how to cook. You can go on YouTube, you can go on the internet and look up some recipes. It's not hard to learn how to cook, but that's just something that I don't do. You know what I'm saying? So, but once again, that's that self-sabotage. Because if you really wanted to do it, you wouldn't make no excuses and you would just fucking do it. So unhealthy attachments to food. To a negative mindset. Like, oh, I can't do it. And that's another thing. Because you'll hear a lot of people be like, oh, no, I couldn't be vegan. I couldn't do that. Why not? Why you couldn't do it? So, that's another thing. What unhealthy attachments to people? I always let people backslide in my life. People that I know. You know, I was on Instagram Live yesterday. I was talking about this. And I was talking about how I'm celibate right now. I've been celibate for a while. You know, and the devil will be trying to come back to tempt me. The devil trying to come back to tempt me. The devil was looking very, very tempting though. I ain't gonna lie. You know, the devil in my ear like, hey, let me come put this thing on you real quick. You know, like, and it's like, it's really not, and that's another thing. That's, to me, and I was explaining to the women on there yesterday, like, I look at myself as a role model. I'm not gonna lie. And even though it's not my job, I didn't sign no fucking contract to be a role model for grown-ass women. I didn't. But I just understand the impact and the power that I hold and what I'm trying to, or how I'm trying to lead as an example for women, especially for Black women. And like I said, I ain't signed no contract to do this. It's not like I should be expected to be a role model, but I just know, and this is how you know it's real, because in my heart, I feel like with me being on a path like this, with me being a self-aware and conscious person, it's certain things that I shouldn't engage with. So the flesh being weak, being like, oh, I want to have sex with a person that I know I really shouldn't have sex with, on top of the fact that this is a person that is not in the same the same realm as me. They're not, they're, they, it's one thing to have sex with somebody, but it's another thing to have sex with a person that's not on the same level as you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, like that type of shit. So me backsliding into a situation like that, once again, I am human. You know what I'm saying? I'm allowed to make mistakes, but with me, it's like, you more conscious of that. You know what I'm saying? You're more conscious of the type of people that you deal with, that you engage with. So you to just not only backslide and just be like, okay, I'm gonna just be out here exchanging energy with niggas. You don't want to backslide and exchange energy with a nigga that you know you ain't got no business exchanging energy with. So that's the difference. And somebody will say like, well, girl, you grown, you human, do whatever. I feel that, but not when you consciously know something. You know what I'm saying? Not when you intuitively know, like, you probably shouldn't fuck with that nigga, but... So, it's that type of situation. So, unhealthy attachments. Letting niggas backslide in your life. Niggas, you know what I'm saying, trying to come and be toxic. And it's like, I shouldn't engage with this. But that's why I'm where I'm at right now. I ain't even got to worry about a Detroit nigga, because I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. So, ain't going to see that nigga. Unless I go home. But I'm going to keep my distance. What else they said? They said unhealthy places. So, like, I ain't gonna lie. My best friend, her birthday was in May. And she wanted me to go to, I went to Bar 7 with her. She wanted me to go to the club with her. That, I made an exception that time. Because it was her birthday. She wanted to celebrate when she came back home, whatever. She don't live in Detroit no more. So, I made that exception to go out with her to a few places. But on the regular, somebody asked me to go out, I'm not going to a strip club. I'm not going to the club unless it's really something that I want to go, or a reason why I want to go. You're not going to find me in the places that I used to be in. You know what I'm saying? On top of the fact that it's COVID too. So it's a lot of places that you're not going to find me or see me in because I don't resonate with those things anymore. I'm trying to be at retreats. I'm trying to be at, you know, fun events. I'm trying to be at paint and puff events. I'm trying to be at fitness events. I'm trying to be at, you know, I don't know, shit like that. So, unhealthy attachments. I'm not trying to be in them places. Unhealthy habits. I guess the eating habits, the entertaining of people that I shouldn't be entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you gotta, when you say you releasing something out of your life or you releasing people, you gotta let those people go. You can't be letting them creep back in, but that's what people do, especially around Mercury retrograde and all that. And now that the retrograde is over, it ain't no communication barriers. It ain't no blockage in communication. What are you here for? What are you hitting me up for? So, those type of things. Those are the unhealthy attachments that I do hold on to. Those are things that I need to release. And once again, I feel like I always go through this cycle. When the full moon comes again, I feel like I'll be back to being like, oh, I need to release the same shit that I needed to release the last full moon. So, whatever. But once again, you're human and you got to work through this shit. It says, what fears do you have about ending these connections? I think the fears that people have, or maybe that I have with ending these connections, is just the fear of the comfortability. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the whole thing of clinging to the known and the fear of the unknown. So just like with my move here, like, you know, I had all those self-sabotaging thoughts of like, oh, what if it don't work out? What if I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're afraid of the unknown. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. So you stick to what you know. But that's what keeps you stagnant in life. That's what keeps you in that box, because you only want to go off what you know is going to happen or whatever. You don't want to try to take a risk. You don't want to try to move forward. You don't want to try to progress in life. So you have to release those fears about ending the connection. And my thing is, if you know that these connections are no good for you, if you know they're not serving you, if you know these are not helping you become a better version of yourself, what is the fear of letting it go? So you have to really get to the bottom of those issues and what you feel like the fears are between the connections. It says, what would be some of the benefits of ending these connections? Nigga, a brand new motherfucking life. The card pool for today. The Seven of Pentacles and the Eight of Wands. Moving on to bigger and better things. The things that you set intentions for. The things that you're trying to manifest in your life. Those things becoming real, becoming true, coming into fruition when you let go of the things that you're past. You're past those things. Let's move on to new things. Let's move on to new people, new relationships, new environments, new habits. So those are the questions for today. We did the carpools, and that's it. So, yeah, like I said, if you want to tap in with me later on today and get some more carpools about the full moon, I might do some tarot carpools, too, for y'all. But like I said, you got to come Cash App ready. So tap in with me on Instagram at High Priestess Queen. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you get your journals. Make sure you are talking about all the things that you want to release. I also saw somebody on my comments yesterday on the live talking about they're burning their whole journal this full moon. And that's a thing too. So maybe like you have like a full moon journal where you write out every full moon, all the things that you want to release or whatever. Maybe you just want to write a page today about something that you want to let go of, and then you burn the paper. And that be the end of it. Ain't no going back. You know what I'm saying? But you got to make the decision to move forward and not look back. So stay in that energy of release to receive. And that's all I have for y'all. So make sure you follow me on Instagram at High Priestess Queen. Follow me. Oh, I deleted my Twitter. I might bring it back. But subscribe to the podcast. Rate it 5 stars. Leave a review on why you love the Black Girl Experience. If you listen to this on Spotify, I'm going to drop a question. So make sure you answer the question. I could pin your answer. You could be a Spotify star. If you appreciated this episode and the carpool today, feel free to send a love donation to my Cash App, $JasmineDanielle. This is an energy exchange. Tips are not required, but they're greatly appreciated. And that's it. I hope y'all enjoyed this. I'm out.